gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Dreary as it may be, it is a wonderful weekend to be in Leafland. My voice is not healed from last night. I was screaming along with everybody else. Welcome to the program. I'm Angelo Viola. This is Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brandeo, and Jessica Ellis at the board today, as per usual, actually. Did you watch the Leaf game?
No.
Oh, man. Congratulations to the boys.
Yes. Woo-hoo-hoo. Heard it this morning.
Yeah, I know we've got one more to go. I know that. I know. But, man, that was worth the price of admission, as they say. So where are you going this evening? I see you're stepping out.
I have a family party.
Am I good? Am I clairvoyant or
no,
what?
No, it's pretty obvious because my hair's done today.
Is it ever? Like, this is the deluxe version of
it. Yeah, I got a cut on Friday. I think it was Friday.
My God.
No, Thursday. Got a cut on Thursday.
Wow, that wasn't off the shelf. Like, that's a custom coif if I ever saw one.
Yeah, thanks, Mimo.
Woo! Things are going to steam up this evening, I am sure. All right, and speaking of which, we'll get into all my news stories here, but here's an interesting one. This is like hot off the press.
Oh, no wonder you're like jumping around with the paper in your hand.
Hot. Much like your date tonight is going to be, okay?
Going to a family party.
And speaking of dates, as I just was, and your coif and going out this evening.
Okay.
So here's an interesting... Oh, hang on. Do we have a sound of things dragging on the floor?
Not yet.
Oh, like my knuckles, for example? Because they're going to be dragging here in a moment.
Okay.
All right. So... there's a couple of interesting stats I want to throw out at you. First of all, 38% of all Canadian marriages end up in divorce.
No
Did
way.
You know that?
No.
Almost half, if you do the math.
Lovely.
Yeah, 38%. Now, of those 38%, a vast majority of the divorced folks, both male and female, the vast majority of them, if they rehook up again... go for a younger spouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Now you're saying yourself, what you're saying is, what the hell's that got to do with our show, right?
Well, yeah, what are you trying to say here?
All right. Here's what I read about 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
It was authored by one Tom Spears of postmedia.com.
Okay.
I read it in the Toronto Sun this morning. I'm not making this stuff up.
Usual routine?
Yeah.
On the can?
Yeah. So remember that 38% of all Canadian marriages end up in divorce, and the vast majority of those people remarry to a younger spouse.
Okay.
All right. In the Sun this morning, Canada geese, famously known for their monogamous ways and mating for life, after a 25-year study, proves conclusively that this is wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, up to 18% of Canada geese dump their living mate somewhere along the line. And what's interesting here is that, where's the number? I know I've got it here underlined. 32% of those mate again, and they're searching for a younger mate.
Oh.
How coincidental is that?
That's very interesting.
I thought that was cool.
Nature.
I was really excited when I read that this morning. Obviously, you're not, but...
No, it's nature. It's really interesting that...
But it's nature, but it's funny how you know, basically, they're emulating...
Us.
Us. It's crazy, man. Interesting article. You got to go check it out. It's Tom Spears, postmedia.com, in the Sun today.
Is the Countess listening today?
The Countess listens all the time.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you say?
I'm just saying, be careful.
Are you putting me in that category?
No, I'm just joking.
Good God, man. I would never do that. Alrighty. Easter is upon us.
Yes.
Are you, so you're, is this an Easter party you're going to this year?
Yes. They're all coming over to my house.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Who is they?
My whole family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You didn't get coiffed for your family.
No, I would need to get a cut anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my monthly cut.
Okay, congratulations. Let's get on
Thank
with the
you.
Program. Like, we're so far off the rails, it's not even funny today.
Oh, man.
Congratulations go out to Bernie Ikeda from Pickering, Ontario. He is winner number one.
Woo, from
there will
hometown.
Be eight more to throw out there over the course of the next 8 months. Eight more winners. That'll make a total of nine winners of mm-hmm. the great Mercury Marine Fishing Canada Outboard Motor Contest on fishingcanada.com.
Yep.
We will be giving away eight more 9.9 four-stroke motos, courtesy of the folks from Mercury Marine. And all you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter as often as they'll let you. I believe it's every 24 hours you can drop a ballot in the box. And the thing about Bernie, he listened.
He's a good listener.
He listened. There were 23% of the people that were in the. Why are you laughing?
Because you're throwing a whole bunch of numbers out. I love it.
You like numbers. Yeah, hey, kid.
You're
stick with
woken
me, kid.
Up today. Eh?
I'll show you. 23% of our entrants in the contest had multiple ballots in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie had 19.
Keep on putting them in.
19, because he entered every single day after he made his first entry. And that's how easy it is. The more often you get there, the more often you drop the ballots in the box, the better your chances of winning, kind of like the Leafs winning Game 6 on Sunday at 3 p.m. here, Easter Sunday. What a wonderful Easter it's going to be. Anyways, go to fishingcanada.com. Follow all the rules and regulations, and you too could be a winner, just like Bernie from Pickering. Congratulations to him.
Yes.
All right. What else have I got here today on this week's program? Oh, this is interesting. Apparently, you know how we're having immigration issues all over North America, it seems, and, mm-hmm. and people moving. Anyways, Ontario recently deported. Ontario.
Okay.
Deported four wolves. Sent them to Isle Royale. Did you know that?
Didn't have a passport?
I don't know what the problems were. It doesn't really state that. But they were deported to Lake Michigan, an island. It's called Isle Royale. It's located in Lake Michigan in the U.S. It's in a national park. And they sent four wolves there, deported them, because apparently there weren't enough wolves on the island. Too many moose, not enough wolves. So they sent these four wolves there to consume moose meat.
Oh, lovely.
There's an estimated 1,500 moose on that island in this national park, and not enough predators.
Wouldn't that be nice? Just walk, that someone moves you over somewhere else, there's a whole fridge,
more food.
Whole fridge full of food. I'm good with that. Yeah.
Apparently, the wolves are having a great time, consuming like crazy. Everything's working out nice, and off you go.
Nice.
Hey, I thought you'd enjoy that.
I like that.
This week's guest. Josh Kranze.
Not like Daryl Kranze?
There you go. Of the famous Daryl Kranze lineage.
Very nice.
Josh has been on the program before. It's Daryl's son. He'll join us to talk about spring fishing plans that he may have. Of course, like I said, everybody knows good old dad, Daryl. But I don't know why Daryl's not on. I wonder why he's not on. We'll find out from Josh. Anyway, he's going to talk to us about early season fishing and all the great opportunities that are available out there. Alex Robertson has not been on the program for a while. He's from Camp Ooch. Camp Ooch, which offers camps for kids in a number of locations across Canada. And they are in-hospital camps, day camps, and a great camp in Muskoka. He'll talk to us about that. Go Fish Ontario segment. We're going steelhead fishing in the Algoma region near Sault Ste. Marie. Tyler Dunn will join us. Great angler. He's going to talk to us about some wonderful opportunities that we may not be aware of for steelhead.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to speaking to him. Then food professor, Dr. Sylvain Sherlabaugh. Yeah. Sounds good. From Dalhousie University, Nova Scotia. He's going to join us about some interesting genetic modifications to some of our consumables, fish consumables, actually. They're putting stuff in our food, Stephen.
Not surprised.
Yeah, most putting stuff in our food, and Doctor will join us to tell us all about that. Rick Lazelle, CEO, Boating Ontario Association. He's going to talk to us about some new regs and regulations that are going to be affecting that industry, especially the marinas and marine operators and dealers who can now apparently move and transfer boats without worrying about license plates and whatnot. But a whole lot of good information is going to come out of that. A lot of information, period, we've got. So let's move on. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally televised, most viewed television outdoor slash piece of entertainment.
Yes.
Saturday mornings in this country. One out of six Canadians, Stephen, are watching it right now.
Very nice. The other six, the other people listen to us.
The other five are listening to this program. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
young Mr. Bowman heads to the Algoma, speaking about Algoma Steelhead, Algoma region of Ontario, to Chapleau Lodge on Borden Lake, where he faces some tough-to-deal-with walleye conditions. Every week, am I right or wrong? Every week I'm saying the same thing. Mr. Bowman, you know, goes on the road and faces tough fishing conditions. Yep. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not with them. That's why.
Why are you not with them?
Because I don't know where I was. I have no idea. But that's why he's facing tough conditions. It's obvious.
Because you're not there.
Hello? Anyways, he bears down and finds a hidden piece of structure as well, and he throws in an obscure walleye technique to pull off some incredibly successful days on the water. Check it out now. It's called Fishing Canada on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast.
Yes.
But, of course, if you're listening to this program, chances are you might not be watching.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on TV, and then episode schedule, next broadcast right there. Next broadcast date's right there, and also enter the contest.
While you're there, enter the now famous Mercury Marine Fishing Canada 9.9 outboard motor giveaway. It's as simple as that. Fishingcanada.com. A little in-house safety tune-up this time of year for all of us, our in-house safety expert. He is the former, the retired, the no longer working staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. He's our in-house safety expert. His name is Bradley Schlorf. Good morning, Brad.
Stephen's here and Mark's 9.9 are becoming epic.
Attaboy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I tell you, my throat, I can barely talk. I hope I get through this program. I was screaming and yelling so much last night. It was insane. I didn't think I could have so much fun by myself in front of a TV set as I did last night.
It's somebody that's been a Bruins fan since I was old enough to sit and watch a black and white TV in the floor and Saturday nights. It's pretty hard not to be cheering for Toronto right now.
Oh, my God. It was just incredible. Anyways, long way to go, but oh, my God. That's all I can say. Video, how to properly slam wildlife with your car to save life. What is that? Okay, I'm reading this, right? You know, I'm like you. I just get this stuff a couple of minutes before I go on air, and I'm reading it, trying to make sense of it. Do you know what Winters is talking about here?
Yeah, kind of. So in some circumstances, it's likely better to hit the thing on the road than it is to swerve away from it. So, like, swerving away and hitting the car coming the other way head on to miss a squirrel or a skunk or something, or, you know, going into the ditch or rolling off into a rock cut or stuff like that. So keep going ahead. Get on the brakes. Like, you know, that's never a bad thing. But so the idea is it's not to go out aiming for various varmints on the road, and you know, when that varmint on the road is a moose, well, you got to make that split second decision what to do. But now is the time of year for all those various varmints to be coming out on the road again.
Dinner.
No, don't say that. Give people ideas. No, I've been saying that forever. Okay. And I usually, it's usually discussions with either my wife or my daughters when driving. And, you know, something is either crossing in front of them unexpectedly or looks like it might cross and they slam their brakes on. And I get angry at them. What are you doing? Well, the squirrel was going to cry, or the cat was going to cry, or the chipmunk was going to cry, you know, or the bird flew out in front of me. Yeah. I mean, good Lord, you're going to kill 32 people behind you by slamming those brakes on. You don't realize that, right? Now, like, as you just said, Brad, there is a time, you know, where you need to be a little more, especially in the case of a moose that's walking out in the road, because he's going to do more damage to you than you are probably going to do to him at some point. So you have to use your head on those things, right?
You do. But, you know, really the nut of this is pay attention to what you're doing. And you know, when you're in a place where there's lots of wildlife, or even in an urban setting, you know, there's squirrels and cats and dogs and stuff could run out in front of you, watch what you're doing. It's maybe a good plug to, it's not a good idea to have your cell phone in your hand so you're watching a video of how nice the deer looks instead of seeing the deer that's walk right out in front of you.
Here's maybe the something that will make the light go off in your head. Interesting study.
That'll be something.
Well, thank you. I'm good at doing that, by the way. Here's an interesting study. Since 2000, the year 2000, wildlife collisions have killed as many Canadians as the Korean War. How's that?
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot
of
people.
Think about it. But here's another plug. So in the last 10 years, 594 people have been killed in Ontario. Because they weren't wearing their seatbelt.
Well, there is that too, right?
I had to throw that plug in too, because there is a seatbelt campaign going on right now, seatbelt enforcement campaign going on right now. And I have like zero sympathy for anybody that gets nicked for not wearing their seatbelt. That's the epitome of stupid.
That's insanity is what it is. That and not wearing life jackets on boats, my friend. Hopefully you and I will live to see the day when none of that's going on anymore. What are you doing for Easter weekend, buddy?
I'm going to ask you what kind of reel it is.
Oh, that image. There you go. That is a company called U.S. Reels. No longer
okay, so
in business.
I'll get that from you later. But you got to know, like, your fans are working there, the magic behind it. And they're using me as a point of contact because they see you holding something and say, we got to know.
U.S. Reel. That was a Procaster U.S. Reel. Folks who don't know what he's talking about, he asked me. There was an image apparently on the internet, Facebook, that had this reel in my hand, and I whatever. I got to go to a break. Bradley, thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Playing it safe, Bradley Schlarf. More journal after this. I should dare go away.